So that's two people now I've coached that have come off their CPAP machines. No surgery, no gimmicks, just real work on their health, their vitality, and their mindset. We focused on reducing stress, building physical strength, and creating emotional balance. In today's episode, I'm sharing how this kind of transformation happens, what it takes, and how you can apply the same principles to improve your own sleep, energy, and overall performance. I'm Ian Hawkins, and this is Sport is Life. The purpose of sport, as I see it, is to see your vision become a reality. Find your voice, create strong connections, and learn to trust your body. Just in the last week, someone I'm coaching let me know they're proudly that they're off their CPAP machine. So a CPAP machine, for those who don't know, it's for people who have sleep apnea or snoring. They don't get a good night's sleep. Their breathing becomes a problem overnight. The machine helps them to basically reduce snoring, stop those airway blockages and that causes disruptive sleep and affects their energy the next day. So he proudly told me this because I don't think anyone really wants to have one of these machines. They're like those face masks like that the fighter pilots use. They've got the tube coming out the front. They're probably noisy. If you've got a partner, they probably don't love it. But if it reduces the snoring, maybe it does as well. But he was so excited because it meant that he was able to move past that without having to do anything else except the work we'd been doing about reducing his stress, improving his health, getting him more purpose in his day-to-day work, enjoy his work more, feel more confident. Just all of the products of coaching. Didn't have to go anything special, anything fancy. We break free from a few of those old patterns, feeling better about himself. Really interesting. You take all of those stresses to your health, physically, mentally, emotionally. Breathing gets better, the sleep gets better, no need to have the machine. He uses one of those Whoop devices that measures sleep. And yeah, it was saying without the machine, he was getting great night's sleep. Occasionally a little bit of snoring, but we've got more work to do, obviously. And it got me thinking, actually, I was thinking, one of my clients from a couple of years ago did the same thing. I didn't tell them to do these things. They made these choices themselves. As their health got better, started just experimenting with new things, and he did the same. So I messaged him today to just see, are you still off the machine? And he replied, and he was like, he sent me this photo of himself with the biggest smile on his face. And he's like, what do you say? He's turning back the clock. He said, it's like turning back the clock 15 years, getting fitter, learning how to have fun again. So he just enjoying his life and sleeping better, and how good. And that's a couple of years on from removing that machine. And it just got me thinking, how many of these health problems that people have are just because of their unhealthy living, their lack of purpose, their lack of drive, they haven't got the balance right. So many things that you can control. Because if you address the root cause, then the health improves. And so much of the root cause for people is just they're not living in a healthy way. They're not inspired to be better. They're not trying to grow. We are born for growth. We depend on growth. It's one of our core needs, growth and contribution. And by bringing purpose into it, well, they're getting both. Of course, health's so important. And that's like those primary needs met. Amazing how many of these ailments, chronic pain, reoccurring health challenges just disappear. And even though this has happened before, I had a woman get off her thyroid medication because her levels had come back to normal. Like, it excites me so much because you do the work on yourself, you grow, you get healthier, and these things just happen. The body will put itself in a state of healing, saves you time, energy, more energized, removes more stress because you're not worrying about your health anymore. You're learning to trust your body. So exciting to me. So if you're at that point where you're experiencing any sort of physical ailment, that you're just over it, any sort of reoccurring injury, physical problem, mental stress, emotional turmoil, whatever it is, how long will you wait? How long before you make that choice that you're going to take ownership of this, you're going to take personal responsibility of this, you're going to regain your strength, your power, your vitality, your motivation, your meet that need for more, meet that need for growth, for contribution, change your whole life. It's up to you. And as always, if you're looking for someone who does this work, who's walked that same path, I was going nowhere in a hurry. I waited till I went through some hugely impactful moment with my dad's passing before I took action. But how long will you wait? Have you already had that moment and you're at that point where you know you need to change, where you know you need to grow? If you know that's you and you know you're ready, hit me up. We can have a completely stress-free conversation where I can let you know how I operate. You can tell me where you're heading. And if we both like how it sounds, we can explore options. But if it doesn't sound right to you either, then it's all good. You move on to something else, as long as you're taking some sort of action. But what I know is I've walked this path. I've helped hundreds and hundreds, probably the thousands now, of people to come out the other side and go on this journey. And particularly if you're someone that's having that challenge with their sleep apnea, maybe you're on a CPAP machine, maybe you've been told you need to, maybe you don't. I'd love to hear from you. You've taken the time to listen to this whole episode. Now it's time to take action. Commit to one thing you've learned today and make it happen. And to avoid any obstructions, join the Sport is Life movement by clicking on the link in the show notes.